From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The death toll from Saturday's massive truck bombing in the Somali capital Mogadishu has risen to nearly 240. More than 300 are wounded. It's the deadliest attack in the country's history, the deputy speaker of Somalia's upper house of parliament told VOA Somali that the death toll stands now at 237. Angry protesters took to the streets condemning al-Shabaab, the militant group that often claims attacks in Mogadishu. Al-Shabaab has so far stayed silent, but experts and the Somali government strongly believe the group did carry out the attack. Among the injured is a VOA reporter. The American Secretary of State Rex Tillerson conceded on Sunday that Iran is in technical compliance with the international agreement to curb its nuclear weapons development, but he said President Trump wants Congress to adopt a more complete strategy to fix what he believes are flaws in the agreement. Kurdish Peshmerga fighters are refusing to obey an order by Iraqi soldiers to withdraw from the oil-producing city of Kirkuk. That leaves the two sides in a standoff now because the deadline for the Peshmerga fighters has passed. A Kurdish security official told reporters that Iraq had told the Kurds to vacate the area, but he said the Peshmerga will stay put and defend their position. Reporters in the area say there have been no clashes, but fighters on both sides are poised for conflict. On Friday, U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis urged both sides to tone everything down as Kurdish officials continue to warn of an imminent Iraqi invasion. This is VOA News. Islamic State fighters have left the Syrian city of Raqqa after they reached a withdrawal agreement with the U.S.-backed Syrian militias surrounding them. Hundreds of civilians have left Raqqa in recent days from the neighborhoods held by Islamic State fighters, taking advantage of the slowdown in the fighting by coalition troops meant to help civilians safely evacuate. The young, charismatic leader of Austria's Conservative Party is declaring victory in the country's general election, putting him on track to be Europe's youngest leader.
The spotlight is on 31-year-old Sebastian Kurz, who's tipped to become one of the world's youngest leaders if he's voted in as Chancellor. Despite his fresh face, the Foreign Minister has used a traditional line when it comes to immigration. He frequently reminds voters that he opposed opening borders in 2015. Kurz wants to restrict benefits for refugees and other new arrivals. The migration crisis playing into the hands of the far-right Freedom Party, whose candidates came close to winning last year's presidential runoff. The election stoking more concern among liberals about the rise of populism in Europe.
Reuters correspondent Pascal Davis. Wildfires in the American state of California's famed wine country continue to intensify, taking lives and destroying buildings. This is Fire Captain Jimmy Bernal in Rancho, California.
It was wind-driven. Wind-driven is basically powerful winds just started pushing and intensifies the fire.
The death toll has now risen to at least 39, with hundreds of others still unaccounted for, and 16 fires are still burning. About 100,000 people have evacuated their homes, but some have decided to stay. A runoff vote for the presidency of Liberia will be held between former footballer George Weah and incumbent Vice President Joseph Boakye, the Electoral Commission confirming the news on Sunday. With over 95% of votes counted in the West African country, Weah has taken 39% of the votes and Boakye about 29%, neither of them anywhere near the 50% required to win the presidency outright. Voters cast their ballots on Tuesday. It's the West African nation's first smooth transition of power from one democratically elected leader to another in more than 70 years. There's more on these and other developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.